Hey everybody, this is the Running 44 at 60 podcast. My name is Trevor Lee. Welcome to the show, particularly if you are a new listener. Thank you very much for joining. This is episode 116, so you've got one or two to catch up on, but I know there are a couple of people out there who I mentioned in the last episode who started at episode one, so they won't hear this until, I don't know, sometime in September probably, which in which case they'll have missed the main topic of today, which is to talk about the Cornwall Running Show with Chief Organiser Tracy Waite. We're going to come to Tracy in a second. But before we do that, this is going out on Thursday, March the 30th. On Sunday, it's my birthday. And to celebrate my birthday, April the 2nd, I am going to be running Extra Axe. So I am going to do a recording on the run. So that'll be a podcast episode in itself. Now, Tracy will mention, when we talk about the Cornwall Running Show, she'll mention that I'm there with the podcast and I'll be doing 2 or 3 minute recordings. So if you're coming along and you've never been on a podcast before, then drop into my stand, stall, whatever it is. We'll pop you the headphones on. We'll get you, there'll be a microphone there. And then we'll just talk about your running adventures that you've got planned for 2023. It might just be one race. It might be something that you've never done before. It might be a big thing for you. But why not? You know, just drop in and we'll make it very easy for you. Just a couple of minutes and we'll have a little chat. And then you will be part of the post Cornwall Running Show podcast episode. Right, there's some fantastic stuff going to be happening Saturday, April the 8th. Let's go over and say hello to Tracy. And she's going to tell you all about why you need to come to the Cornwall Running Show. So, Tracy, we're very excited. It's not for long now to the Cornwall Running Show.
It's not. What, a few days? Just over a week.
Just week over and a 2 days. So when exactly is the running show?
It's on the 8th of April. That's Easter Saturday at 9 o'clock until 4 p.m. at Heartlands in Poole.
And how do people find Heartlands? Where is it, if they're coming out of Cornwall, is it obvious where it is?
I think it's pretty obvious. It's between Redruth and Camborne. So I think you come off the A13, it's quite easy to find. There's plenty of parking as well, which is always good for these sorts of things.
Now, I understand also there is a park run literally on the same site on the same day.
Oh, there is. And I'm super excited about this year, actually. Saturday's park run, 9 o'clock. It's setting off from the site, which will mean that you can come along, get your run in. If you haven't booked a guided run with us, you can get your run in, or you can run both. Get your run in and then come and see us afterwards.
Fantastic. Now, do people who want to come along to the show, Tracy, do they need a ticket or anything like that?
Well, they don't need a ticket. There is an Eventbrite page that advertises the free tickets and the free workshop tickets, but it's not necessary. If you want to come on one of the pre-booked workshops, you would have to have a ticket. But if you want to attend, no, you just rock on up and arrive whenever you want. It's ticket or no ticket, everybody's welcome.
Now, you've got speakers, you've got workshops, you've got guided runs, and they're all free then, yeah?
Everything's free, yes. And we also have Heart of the Woods, a forest school, coming from 10 till 2. They're going to be showcasing their outdoor activities for children and parents alike.
Great stuff, great stuff. So it's going to be an action-packed day because you've got tons of stuff going on, haven't you? So
I know, I mean, I do.
And this is this the second year of the Cornwall Running Show?
Second year of Cornwall Run Show, yes. I've kind of organised it a little bit different this year. Last year we had expo during the day and then the speaking event, and I've decided to put it all into one so that everybody gets to experience everything, whatever they want. They don't have to come in the day and then in the evening it's there. You're going to be very stimulated by what's going on.
Now, for those people listening to this or passing, you know, a lot of the listeners to this podcast are seasoned runners, but should they be encouraging their friends to come along who maybe are thinking about starting running? Is it for those people as well?
Absolutely. We're celebrating all things running. We're celebrating all things wellness. We're celebrating all things community and movement and the Cornish Trails. So, whether you are a seasoned runner, a beginner runner, or a non-runner, there'll be something there for everybody.
And do people need to bring you an Easter egg to get in?
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Yeah, something vegan. Some vegan chocolate always goes down well. That would be great.
Oh, there you go. So there you go, listeners. It's free to get in, but if you want to bring Tracy a vegan Easter egg, she will be delighted to receive them. So let's see how many vegan Easter eggs we can get through the door. No, great stuff. So let's have a little... I've got the list of all your... What's going on, Tracy? It's an immense amount of stuff. So let's have a little walk through some of the people you've got lined up to do some... Well, guest speaking by the looks of it, 15-minute slots on your main stage.
Yes, with yourself as our main host. Thank you, Trevor. And we have Edward Chapman, trail running man, as well as a host in the afternoon.
Did you say I was your main host? I didn't know that.
Yeah. If anybody wants to bring Trevor some Easter eggs.
Have I missed the email? Oh, yes. And vegan Easter eggs are always welcome. Let's have a competition so you can get the most, me or Tracy. Right. Okay. No, I'm looking forward to that immensely. So, let's have a little walk through some of these people that you've got lined up because it looks like they're going to share some fantastic stuff.
Well, we are opening the speaking event with Pete Can, the Laughter Man. So he's going to be doing his introduction to laughing yoga. And I think that's a lovely way to kick the guest speaking event off because that's just bringing a lot of fun and noise to the event, which will be super fun. And we have David Starley and Martin Elcote from Green Runners. They're going to be there talking about their four pillars. And that will be, they'll be including quite a lot of audience participation there with a flip chart. And then they'll be taking that on throughout the day on their stand as well.
Okay. So, I forgot to mention that. There are stands there, aren't there, throughout, you know, in the main hall. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They're in the main hall and the entrance hall, actually. We've extended the space this year.
We'll come to those in a minute. Now, you've also got Matthew Kenny Gomes coming along from Cornwall Pride.
Yes. And he's going to be talking physical and mental resilience and empathy and how they work together for self and the community. Really excited about meeting Matthew. Apparently, we've run into each other many times on the trails, but it'll be just so nice to meet him. Not actually like running past each other to be able to have a conversation. And then we have Elsie Davis coming along with a Q&A with yourself, Trevor, on setting the winter record on the Bob Graham round.
I know, and I'm really looking forward to this because I've heard Elsie, she was on the Runner's World podcast earlier in the year talking about the very same thing. So she is a Bob Graham round mid-winter record holder as well, which is the toughest time to do it. Apparently it was her first ultra as well. I'm going to be looking forward to learning, getting for the audience some great tips from Elsie about how to tackle such an extraordinary thing that she did in such a fantastic time as well. And then we've got a bit of wild running going on. What's that all about then?
Oh, we do. Kerry Rees. He's going to be talking about neurodiversity and running. So I met Kerry for the first time when I co-directed Bristol Run Show. And he expressed his interest in coming to the Cornwall Running Show. And here he's going to be. He's got a stand as well. So he's going to be talking about what wild running, the wild running series. And he's going to be speaking at 1 o'clock.
Fantastic. That'll be great. And then your other speaker as well, you've got, it looks like here you've got someone who's going to talk about running injury free. And then someone who's going to talk about what happens if you do happen to get injured.
Yes. So we have our very own lovely Heather Venables from Red Roof Massage and Movement Clinic. She's exploring the questions, do shoes really matter? And then we have Mark Foussard from Amiga Medical talking about what the medics see, which will be really interesting. We'll all be there with our heads in our hands going, sorry, Mark.
Having witnessed a bit of that at the ARC 100 at the Penzance aid station, that could be quite a graphic, I think. That might be, adults only, or close your eyes, as you say. So there we go.
Yeah.
But that's a super lineup. Now, you also mentioned that you've got, you mentioned Pete was going to do a session, Pete Can, on laughter yoga. So you've got some other, you've got some bigger sessions going on where people can get involved in then, Tracy, yeah?
Yeah, so we have workshops, kicking the workshops off. We have Heidi from HMS Shipshape with a 15-minute outdoor exercise to music class. We have Elaine Macy from 4Motion CIC. She is leading small group yoga. We have Helen Stacey from Red Roof Massage and Movement. She works alongside Heather Venables, and she's doing a Pilates workshop.
Wow.
We have the Pete Can Laughter Man. As I said, he's going to be doing a longer kind of laughter yoga workshop. And we have two guided runs, one with Martin Penny from Wythra and one with Becky Harris and Sharon Hambly from Bisvic and Race Team.
Wow. And I think, did you say you, if you want to go on the guided runs or you want to take part in the workshops, you do need to kind of book in, do you? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, you need to book in, and they're all fairly full up. I think we might have one space for the yoga, and that's okay. It. We also have our Edward Chapman, trail running man. He's going to be doing guided walk and talk about how to achieve your goals.
So if people want to book a ticket, if there are any spare tickets going, where do they do that, Tracy?
They go onto the Eventbrite and look for Cornwall Running Show, and then they can book their tickets there.
Yeah, cool. And, you know, if you really want to take part in the yoga or the guided runs and the Pilates and you're not listed, is it worth bringing your kit along just in case someone drops out?
Possibly, yeah. Last year, yeah, that would be a good idea. Yeah.
Great.
And if somebody does, then happy days.
Great stuff. Well, that's a fantastic mix. And I think sometimes we forget how important, you know, things like yoga and Pilates and even laughter, you know, are, because we've had Pete Can on this show earlier this year and to running, you know, having a, you know, so yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic, isn't it? It's going to be absolutely great. So, and you've got, you've got a few stand holders coming along as well. Who have you got in that, in that realm?
We've got plenty of stand holders. We have Absolute 360, Be Kind Vegan Caravan. They're coming outside to, make coffee and cake. We have the Bisvic and events, so we're going to be introducing Martin and Sarah to as the new owners. Cornwall Physio and Gait Analysis Lab, they'll be there. We have the Four Motion CIC, which I mentioned before, and the Green Runners, Heather Venables. And we have Highbury House Pet Donations, so David will be there taking any pet food donations.
Okay.
And he'll be there giving out as well as he does at Paddy's Meal every Monday. So that's a great charity.
Right.
Have HMS Shipshape. So HMS Shipshape, Heidi, she's going to be running two 15-minute outdoor exercise to music sessions throughout the day, and they are free. Are free to attend, but you don't need any tickets as well.
Oh,
so that's
great.
Just a case of free for all. We'll just, yep. We have Edward Chapman and the Kalahari Extreme Marathon running 44 at 60 podcast. Apparently, Trevor, you're going to be there recording a podcast as well. You're going to be very busy, aren't you?
I am actually, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. looking forward to it. No, looking forward to that.
Good. And we're going to welcome back Mad Hatter's sports events. We have Amiga Medical, Osso Sportswear. This is a Bristol company that I met again in Bristol Running Show, and they showed interest in the Cornwalls, and so they're travelling down quite far. Plymouth Tri Club, Ponec. We have Pura Pressed, the Swap Box, and Soul Runners. That's the weight room CIC.
Yeah, yeah.
Truro Running Club, Wythra, and Kerry Rees's Wild Running.
Wow, what an absolute stellar lineup, Tracy. I mean, it's going to be absolutely immense. Now, you mentioned the Swap Box there, do you want people to bring? I mean, we want people to bring some pet food for David's Highbury House pet food box situation. But do you want people to bring any unwanted running items for the swap box, or have you got so much stuff that you just want to give it away?
We have got so much stuff. I mean, we're happy to take donations. We're happy for that. We do have a lot of things. I would like to encourage people to have a rummage and take more, because one thing I have found from since running the swap box is people are amazing at donating, but they're very, very wary about taking. They almost feel like they shouldn't or they can't. And, but I don't have anything with me, but I know it says swap box, but we don't expect you to swap items. We would just love you to take what you need and what you want and what your family or your friends may need and want. So, yes, we are taking donations. Please, no finishers race tees. We've got so many of those and they don't go because nobody wants to wear a London Marathon t-shirt when they haven't run the London Marathon. Just reminds them that they haven't. But yeah, just come along and have a good old rummage and take. I would love people to take.
Great stuff. Well, that would be great, because it's such a great thing that, and it's a real, if you are listening to this and you are bringing along someone who's never run before, this is an opportunity to kind of almost kit them out to a degree, isn't it? And then I guess when they, if they use your, you know, if they get some shoes and then they decide to get their own shoes, then they can just bring them back, can't they? And
absolutely.
And off they go again. So that's absolutely terrific. So Tracy, just a reminder then. So let's make sure I've got this right. So Easter Saturday, April the 8th, mm-hmm. the park run starts at 9 o'clock. Your doors open at 9 o'clock and you're going to be going till about 4 PM, I think. Is that right?
Yeah. 4 PM, yeah.
And then the first speaker, which is which is Pete Can, just outlining what he's going to be doing. That's going on about 10:45, I think, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, that is. And at 10 o'clock, we start the workshops with the HMS Shipshape Outdoor.
Yeah. So the thing to do, folks, is to come along, do the Heartlands Park Run, and then come straight over to the running show. And what a great,
Absolutely.
What a fantastic day out. And don't forget those vegan Easter eggs. Now, we can also announce a world exclusive for your running show, can't we, Tracy? You've given me the exclusive rights to announce this. You've got a chap called the Medallion Man, and he's donated a few things to make, and you've got an interesting thing going on around that, haven't you?
Yeah, a little bit of fun. So Medallion Man contacted me and said, I've got a great idea. Let's do Race to the Door. So he has made 10 bespoke wooden medals in gift boxes for the first 10 event attendees to race to the door and enter the event.
Oh, wow.
I know. Wow. So we're going to be posting tomorrow on social media the images of the medals, and we're going to be, we're going to be at the door. I'm going to be at the door giving out the first 10. So if you are running the park run, you're going to have to run very, very fast and then run straight in and get one of the 10. It could be a PB day for everybody.
I'm beginning to think, Tracy, that people will be arriving, you know, Thursday night now with tents, you know, to get in an orderly queue, a bit like Wimbledon, you know, to get their hands on one of those 10 things. So I hope you've mentioned to Heartlands, you know, there could be a massive amount of people there, you know, queuing up to get in that first 10. And all that. But no, that's great. Race to the Door. I love that.
Race to the Door.
I've heard of Race to the Stones and Race to the King or whatever they are, but Race to the Door, you heard it here first, folks. So so we're all looking forward to the Cornwall Running Show Saturday, April the 8th. So Tracy, any sort of last things we've missed? Have we covered everything?
I think we've covered almost everything. There's a lot going on. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's part of it already. So thank you to you, Trevor. You're a huge part of the show once again. And thank you to everybody that is considering coming along, and a bigger thank you to everybody that does come along, because this cannot happen without the community behind it.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing everybody. Don't forget, folks, to bring Tracy, well, and me, if you want, a vegan Easter egg as well. And, it's going to be a great day. So we'll look forward to seeing you then. And Tracy, thank you on behalf of the running community for, you know, a tremendous amount of effort that's gone into this. You know, I know you've had to take yourself away on secondment for weeks on end just to get it planned. So so fantastic for you. So we're all very excited about what's going to happen, and we'll see you on Easter Saturday, April the 8th.
Brilliant. Thank you, Trevor. See you then.
Great. So thank you very much, Tracy. We're all looking forward to that. I'm particularly excited about having the podcast there and doing one or two of the kind of comparing bits, interviewing bits as well. So it's going to be a super day. It's at Heartlands. It's on just off the A30, as Tracy mentioned. Very easy to get to, very easy to find. And, you know, do come along early so you can do the park run first, the Heartlands Park Run. It's on the site. It's, you know, the usual 5K. It's about 4 laps. So it's very flat. Great park run to do. Really, really good fun. So come along to that, and then come along to the show and be inspired by who you know, what you hear and what you listen to. And it's a fantastic lineup, isn't it? And if you want to try and grab a place on one of the yoga or guided runs or Pilates, then you know, follow the instructions that Tracy gave during the podcast to do that. So just Google on Eventbrite the Cornwall Running Show, and if there are any tickets left, then you know, get that ticket booked. But do use it if you book it, okay? Everything's free, you don't have to pay for anything. So there we go. Right, we'll see you then. And I'm off now to get ready for the Exeter Axe at the weekend. See you soon. Bye.